Alanis Morissette says her daughter doesn't call her mom. Dad of Canadian dancer paralyzed after being crushed by falling screen shares an update. And Taylor Swift adds 7 songs to Midnights. It's Friday, October 21st, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Alanis Morissette said that her 6-year-old daughter Onyx doesn't call her mom. My daughter is taken to calling me by my full name because she notices that no one uses my full name when we're in personal environments, the 48-year-old Canadian singer said on Gary Brining Morning Show. So instead of saying mom, she'll say Alanis Morissette, and I'm like, yes. Morissette also has sons Ever, 11, and Winter, 3, with her husband of 12 years, Mario Soli Treadway. The Ottawa-born singer, whose mom Georgia was an elementary school teacher and Alan was a high school principal, had previously said she let Treadway let Onyx call the shots in her homeschooling. Unschooling, for me, is child-led education, she explained in a 2020 interview. So if there's some agenda, like, let's play with magnetic tiles, and my daughter is like, F those tiles, I want to put glitter on that thing and cut that tree down, boom, we do that. The father of the Canadian dancer left paralyzed after he was crushed by a video screen that fell to the stage during a concert in July gave an update this week on his son's condition. Reverend Derek Lee, a former senior pastor at Toronto's Scarborough Chinese Baptist Church, and his wife left Canada after the horrific incident to be with their son, Moses Lee Kayin. The dancer was on stage with the boy band Muir when he was struck by a 500-kilogram screen that crashed to the stage. He was rushed to the hospital where he went emergency surgeries for a cerebral hemorrhage and fractured cervical vertebrae. He was later transferred to another hospital where he remains paralyzed from the neck down. Lee said Kayin's cervical collar was removed last week, 2 weeks ahead of schedule, which has opened up the field of vision and allowed him to look out the window after 10 weeks of being able to only look up at the ceiling. He said the swelling of the cervical spinal nerves continue to show signs of subsidence, and some muscles in his son's arm show a slight awakening. In an earlier update, Lee said his son can only eat blended vegetables, minced meat, and porridge. This week, he said that because Kylan's swallowing reflex nerves are not fully recovered, Moses unconsciously swallows water and liquids from his vocal cord and lungs, causing him aspiration pneumonia and a mild fever. Lee said there's cautious optimism that the doctors can remove the tracheotomy tube next week. To mark Kayin's 28th birthday on October 12th, fans purchased billboards in Hong Kong with a message of support. Lee said his wife recorded the video to show their son. Moses saw the birthday billboards and how the public from all walks of life made a strong connection to his upbringing and love in his life, he said. Last month, Lee said doctors have told him there's a 95% chance that Kayin's vertebrae and sensory nerves will never fully recover. He said that he and his wife stand beside their son's hospital bed, and the bitterness in their hearts are indescribable. Taylor Swift rewarded fans who eagerly awaited the arrival of her new album Midnights with an extra 25 minutes of music. Surprise, I think of Midnights as a complete concept album, with those 13 songs forming a full picture of the intensities of the mystifying mad hour, the singer wrote in an Instagram post. However, there were other songs that we wrote on our journey to find that magic 13. I'm calling them the 3 AM tracks. Lately, I've been loving the feeling of sharing more of our creative process with you like we do with From the Vault tracks, so it's 3 AM and I'm giving them to you now. The 7 additional tracks available on streaming services brings Midnights to nearly 70 minutes. Last month, Swift said the Lavender edition of the album, available only at the US retailer Target, has 3 bonus tracks. Counting the Mahogany, Blood Moon, Moonstone Blue, and Jade Green editions of Midnights, there are over 20 versions of the album available on CD, LP, and cassette. As Midnights dropped, Swift took to social media to describe it as a wild ride of an album, and a collage of intensity, highs and lows, and ebbs and flows. She added, life can be dark, starry, cloudy, terrifying, electrifying, hot, cold, romantic, or lonely, just like Midnights. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.